can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
This is what I just heard, and I couldn't. I mean, this is what I thought I heard.
That is being worked on by both the NIH and the DOD. And on September 23rd, Dr. Francis Collins wrote an article about it, saying that ARIES stands for Atomic Rotationally Equivalent Scorer. And when it was RNA molecules and structures to be determined, ARIES figured out to then build cells and tissues from these RNA structures. And it actually came up with 1,500 possible 3D structures, and then on its own determined what was the most viable option. And ARIES is artificial intelligence, by the way. It's an artificial intelligence platform.
That they're building inside the human body?
The question is ARIES in some of these injections? It's an artificial intelligence platform.
I've got 3 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need to go to slide 21?
No, because that just shows the
slide. I think slide 22.
No, you don't have to go to that. This just shows that the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development has been tracking behavioral insights. Yeah, I go to 22, I guess.
Okay.
So just so people know, is that behavioral insights have been used by our government and global governments, you know, to influence people. The environmental programs that have been put out there really weren't about the environment. It was figuring out what would motivate American people to do something that really didn't benefit them at all. So what they found was, Harvard did several long-term studies, and what they found the best way to make Americans comply with policies, government policies, was to use social influence. The top three things were saying, look, your neighbors are doing it. Make it very publicly obvious that your neighbors are doing it. Make the benefit self-evident to you. So, you know, as opposed to saying, this is just good for this isn't just a good product, it's good for you and your neighbors. And then also, the last thing was to make it public whether or not you're actively participating. So what influences Americans is
peer pressure.
Is peer pressure, exactly. That's what, public, making public knowledge, which is why this whole vaccine HIPAA thing was thrown out the window and everyone was doing that. But if you go to the next slide, OECD is a sponsor of this. That's the organization we talked about that Blinken spoke out. And if you go to slide 23, this just shows that there's 202 countries throughout the world that participate in it. And go to the next slide. I just want to show you the organizations that participate in it within the United States. So they are these organizations in the U.S. are working with the OECD Behavioral Insights platform. So our DOD,
HUD, the IRS, FTC, DOJ,
yes.
DOD.
They're figuring out the psychological and social triggers to make us obedient. So I just want to be clear. And then if you go to those are all the government associations. On the other side, you have outside the government and multinational. So again, big Harvard, that's Harvard. Harvard figured out how to make Americans obedient to the vaccine mandates and how to roll that out. One of the other things, too, that they do talk about in making people obedient is the domino effect, right? So wiping out all your habits and then slowly building them back up. We had a lockdown so that our total social norms were disrupted. And then it was just stand 6 feet apart. Then it was just wear a mask. And then it was wear a mask, stand 6 feet apart. And now it's just get a vaccine, but then it disrupt all your habits first. And in that last slide too, you can also see Penn State on there. And Penn did the initiatives to learn how to make doctors obedient to the vaccine mandates and how they can communicate with their patients to make them obedient. I think, Penn Nudge Unit. So again, you know, people think that our government is working on behalf of the American people in our Constitution. It's time to take a look at the data and the facts. They are working with a new world order rules-based organization called OECD. And they are working with them to understand how to manipulate the American population.
So what's the headline? What's the headline from tonight before we go? What's the headline? What's the big headline tonight to wrap all this up? I'm going to put one sentence on it, what we just learned. What is it?
The COVID-19 pandemic and mandates are not in the best interest of the American people. They're in the best interest of the American government. Complete violation of our Constitution. I'm not really sure.
I mean, and at the patents for mRNA reveals that they can put massive cancer-causing agents in the vaccines if they want to. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. And under the PrEP Act, remember, under the PrEP Act, they can do this. The PrEP Act says you can do something that's unlawful, you can do it knowing that it's going to harm people or kill them, and you won't be charged with anything as long as you're following orders under HHS.
The headline to me is the mRNA vaccine patent can use cancer cell lines, aggressive cancer cell lines for depopulation and to create a massively sick, cancerous population if so desired.
Yeah, they can use luciferase too to help with that process.
All right, now this is where I would plug a website if you had one, but we're hoping that one day you get one. But in the meantime, you're too busy prepping for shows like this. I can't thank you enough. I'm sure our audience can't thank you enough. Your knowledge is overwhelming. Clearly, you have been providentially directed in your life to this point in time, and you and I became friends providentially, because who else would we turn to for this information? Your whole life has prepared you for right now. You do realize that, Karen, right?
I guess my heart's sad because of the betrayal of our government against the American people. And I wish people who, I don't know who has authority, but if you're in Congress and you have authority, if you're an attorney of authority, if you're an AG of a state and you have authority, I want to provide you with information. I understand law. I understand these documents and I understand the patents. This is a massive criminal lawsuit. The data is, you know, overwhelmingly proves that they are guilty. Keep in mind, the PREP Act changed the definition of a threat to national security. Under Clinton administration, the Clinton Doctrine, it was a threat to the preamble of the Constitution, which is our peace, our tranquility, our national defense, and our posterity,
right,
our children.
Right.
Under the PREP Act, it changed to, it is what is in the best interest of the government. And if it's in the best interest of the government to kill American people and permanently disable them and take out our military because they're working with enemy governments, then they're allowed to do that under the PREP Act.
Wow. We have to leave it there. We'll have you back. I can't thank you enough. I know it's not fun doing all this and putting all these slides together, but it's absolutely vital the American people are aware of what's going on. It's vital for them to know we now know, and they're not going to get away with it, that the American people are being informed. And whether it's here or in eternity, there will be a day of reckoning for what these people have done. So I think God will punish them either here or later. But all I can say is thank you for bringing this information to us so we can hold these folks accountable, use the legal process, and defend ourselves at the local, state, and federal against the federal level. So all I can say is thank you. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Brannon. Pray the Lord's Prayer. Good night, everybody.
Wow. Shocking. All right, folks, we got to go.
Well, is that enough to wake somebody up and out of their sleep? I looked up this firefly thing. There are over 2,000 different types of fireflies, and they identify it does come from a specific bug that is a firefly. I found that. And they use the word this Lucifer, an A-S-E, Lucifer is, as a light, it's Latin, light bearer. So this thing is to carry or bring light. And they use another thing called Lucifer in, which is something that somehow it generates in these fireflies, oxygen, somehow, I don't know, I didn't have enough time to research that out, but this is what's going on. And they print it. They print this stuff. They admit it. And we have, I already know our agencies are the enemy of our people. Because their only way to talk to you and me, they are not part of our Constitution. They might as well be on the moon. They could be in China. They could be in Russia, France. Congress has to invite them in. And they don't make laws of the United States. And mandates are nothing more than nonsense. It's a mandate. It is an order from a court that has jurisdiction. The other type of a mandate is from an emperor or a dictator. Whoopee-doo. Why would I listen to a mandate from Comrade Biden or some agency? Now, this slide that she had, 24, these are agencies that are involved in this in our country. The DOD. Department of Defense, the Department of Justice. You ever now wonder why nothing happens? The Department of Labor, the Educational Department, the FTC, GSA, HHS, human, that's the one that's got CDC buried in it, HUD, IRS. Oh, those lovely folks. And I absolutely, conclusively, there is no reason to do IRS because they have 706 Part 301 regulations, which is the only way they can talk to us through the Federal Register, and they are strictly for, under 5 U.S.C. 301, internal use only for the conduct of its employees and its conduct of its agents. And they print it. We have the Treasury Department, USAID, USDA, VA, the Veterans Administration, DOT, Department of Transportation, NSF, SEC, SSA, Social Security, and OSHA. Oh, it's these people. They're working against. They're trying to kill you and me. And did you get? They took this most aggressive type of cancer, and then they put it on steroids from this woman. And they have permission to put it in whatever bioweapon they choose to do, when, whatever lot they use, and then we can't prosecute. And that's not so, by the way. Because if you can conclusively prove that there's no way for these guys to win, you can sue them. We're going to be suing an IRS agent real soon. I have to file in a motion for rehearing in the Supreme Court showing the IRS, which has never been taken to the Supreme Court of the United States till Mooney's did, never in any appellate court until the Mooney's did it, and the two cases that show that the United States District Court, one is a 1960, one is a 1980 case, I finally found where they admitted it. They're really good on words hiding this stuff, but I found it. And none of those cases from 1960 to 1980, United States District Court, judicial power of a district court. Judicial power comes under a government. District court, is that a government? No. They say, what's going on? The judge, this is under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. That's the legislative part. Article 1 is for Congress. They said this judge represents the court, and the court is under the absolute plenary power of Congress. And they print it. You think we're in trouble? Better wake up. Better get right with the Creator and the Son. Better, it looks to me like that I don't have any way of knowing. But I know one thing, the pale horse talks about death in Revelation, and I'm telling you what, there's going to be a death in the whole world that's going to shock when we actually get to the truth of what's really going on. Pat in Texas, you got a comment or question about what we're talking about?
I think I figured out one other reason that I found out that around here, a couple of Chinese people over here at a university near here, they come up with this. They want to inject when they're looking at a cancer in your body. They want to see it better, so they want to inject something in you that will make it all glow in different colors. But it all depends on the pH of your body. I mean, they say it goes toward acid. And that cancers are acidic, but you know.
Well, can you believe that we would get around and one of the most viral type of cancers ever, and the most deadly way to inject it into people, and we are putting it in?
That's what I was getting at. That they may say you have a little cancer.
Can't make this stuff up. Thanks, Pat.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I don't even know what to say anymore. Also in this is involved, isn't it amazing, the Chicago Booth, whatever that is, Chicago Crime Lab, the Chicago Mayor's Office. No! Lightfoot! Yay! Murder capital. Kill them people. Yeah, take away the police. And then we got a murder rate. I wonder what's going on. Harvard University, the city of Boston, Philadelphia, USA. Wonder why we have so much corruption in Philadelphia. Duh. And some other names I don't recognize. These people are out working in concert. And this is my take on it. They are looking, this is Lucifer, this is Satan, devil. Looking, see, the Creator created life with DNA. So what can Satan do? He can't create life, but what he can do is take the Creator's DNA, which is what they're saying, we are going to go in and we can modify the Creator's DNA, yours and mine DNA, with stuff that is from animals or plants, or we make it up. And God knows what we're going to end up with. You just can't make this stuff up. This would make one heck of a science fiction movie, wouldn't it, if it wasn't true. And they're printing it. Why would I want to put something in my system that can modify my DNA. Or these embryos they're talking about with the little teeny heads, the three legs, long like a hydra. This is fact. And they're printing it. I'm going to have the transcript done. I'm going to have to get $149 to start putting some of these videos on my home page because I've been so busy. I've got a lot of things I'm working on. I'm trying to finish up this one line here for the how to attack all agencies. And nobody's doing it. It's just amazing. They have no authority to do one damn thing. They can't talk to you and me except when it's published in the Federal Register. Congress mandated it. It says if you are a federal agency, the IRS is a federal agency, the CDC is a federal agency. Once that is established, all documents of general applicability and legal effect, that's the word, general applicability, legal effect, has to be in the Federal Register. That's the only place they can talk to us. And if it's not there, you can tell them, hey, take a hike. And it also says, it's invalid, but it also says, if it's there, it's judicial notice. That's like DNA. There's no other further evidence needed. It's done. It's a public record. They're done. And nobody's using it. I just shake my head. I'm trying to get this one line done. I got to get this rehearing done for the Supreme Court. It has to be in D.C. by Friday. And they're back now doing the 40 copies of the little funny pages and all the nonsense. They've got a funny sized paper and all kinds of nonsense. I know how to do it all. I've been there before. Why isn't anybody fighting this stuff with the only thing that exposes is a death row judicially noticed? So we're going to put that in the rehearing. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do. Because they're out of control, too. I'm just a little old farm boy from Kansas. And I've been doing this for a long time. Way over 20 years. And I have no degree. But I can read. And I have logic and I have an IQ. I have a brain. And I have critical thinking. And you don't surrender. You keep researching. And I have Westlaw. If you don't have Westlaw, you just win and to win. You might as well go kick up. Might as well just give up. It's over. Because you're not going to find much. You'll find a little bit on the internet. But you need Westlaw to be able to get into the real meat of how these lawyers, these liars, twin and triple speak. The Supreme Court came out with upholding the Affordable Care Act of Obama. That man he's got to be an antichrist, at least. If he's not I don't know, man. I look at him and I think of Lucifer or Satan for some reason. The Affordable Care Act. I have no law degree. But in the first page, in less than 10 minutes, I can tell you that the Affordable Care Act that the Supreme Court put out upholding it is total nonsense. Why? Because it, first of all, said the IRS was implementing the Affordable Care. The IRS can't implement nothing. Zero. Zip. Back up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Well, I tell you what. I don't get it. American frontline doctors got around. And they filed a lawsuit, which is great, in Alabama. Beecraft and a bunch of other attorneys. I'm going to get this one line and this stuff sometime just so we can send it to all of them. They don't have a clue what's going on, I guess. They're talking about they want to file an amended complaint because of mandates coming out. Why would I be interested in a mandate? It has no force and effect of law. It's not a law of the United States. It's not a law of one of the several states. It's garbage. It's only something that has effect from a lawful court having jurisdiction, or an emperor talking to his slaves. That's the definition of mandate. So why would I listen to a mandate? It sure as a heck's not coming from a court of jurisdiction, competent jurisdiction. That's for darn sure. So why would I be doing it? I just sit and scratch my head. And then we go look at CDC. They changed the definition. They have no authority to do it, but vaccination initially started off in pre-2015. Injection of a killed or weakened infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. Prevent. Then from 2015 to 2021, it's the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. immunity, the ability of an organism to resist a particular infection or toxin by the action of, to resist. One is prevent. Then in September of 2021, introducing a vaccine into the body to produce protection. Protect and serve. Cops protect and serve. They're not there. They can't stop it. So we went from prevent to immunity to protection. And none of it is in the Federal Register. The CDC, it didn't even smoke. And I finally tracked it down. It's documents that they just got out of the, did them. And we're supposed to bow down as a mandate? Then it gets worse. First of all, why do I say all of these agencies are enemies? Because the Federal Register Act mandates this is how they can talk to us. This is their only forum. That's it, exclusively. And if it's not there, you tell them to take a hike. It's illegal, invalid, says so in the Federal Register Act. They put the whole act in the Federal Register Act twice so they could judicially notice the complete Federal Register Act. And that's a fact. Step two. Real simple step. Okay, so they put it in the Federal Register. Those are interpretive regs, implementing regs, which is a way of the Chevron deference, which is because you don't know how to plead it. So the court says, well, you know, it kind of looks like the statute. Yeah, we'll give it a pass. Procedural, policy, all sorts of other nonsense. There's only one way they can reach you and me, called substantive regs, substantive rules, or legislative rules. Chrysler V. Brown. 441 U.S. 281. 441 U.S. 281, 1979 case. It's a holding. It's never been overturned. Still there. You search on just one thing. If it's in the Federal Register under the CFRs, like 26 is the title. CFR is a Code of Federal Regulations. It's just a compilation of Federal Register publications. Section in the next part, like 301, that's a part. It can be part one, part 301. There's all kinds of things it can be. Period. A period. And in the last part is the code section of the United States Code, like 6331. You go to the bottom, credits and source, you look at the Federal Register publication, and you open them up. Of course, you see, it already says it's 301. So you already know it's for internal use only. But you can't cite just the CFR 301 because that's not judicially noticed. So you go to the bottom and you search on 553, little b in parentheses. That's the only thing you got to do. And there's only two ways they can get to you and me. They're going to have to do a proposed rule and a final rule. And they have to say we are abiding by 553. B in parenthesis. Never seen one yet. And I've probably looked at thousands of them. So you're not going to see one of those. That's the formal. The informal, which Congress put in there, is going to say impractical, unnecessary, contrary to the public interest. I've seen that a few times. And it's an or. Usually they put all three, or there may not be any of them there. But if they do any one of those three, they also have another issue. The exemption situation of the emergency or necessity is not an escape clause. A true and supportable finding of necessity or emergency must be made and published. And I've been working on that module part of it. And that is to be very strictly construed because Congress gave specific instructions. Very specific. This is not an escape clause. They never state the emergency necessity. So it's never going to reach you and me. But it gets worse. Because the main word out of impractical, unnecessary, and public interest, unnecessary just means it's not in the subject that I'm interested in. public interest is a combination, which I'll read, but what is impractical? Means a situation in which the due and required execution of an agency functions would be unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking procedures. Remember that. Unavoidably prevented by its undertaking public rulemaking procedures. So if they allowed us to comment, which they're supposed to in the proposed and final, we can prevent it because, hey, this is not, you have no science, you have no authority, you got nothing, because Congress has to be a very, very specific, limited delegation of power to a, quote, federal agency. And by the way, the President of the United States is a federal agency. He's defined as means. That's how he does executive orders. All of this is done outside the Constitution of the United States. Because that's right at the top. They're all laws of the United States of America. All executive orders say that. They're not laws of the United States because they can't. Just a word or two here, a word or two there. There's between oil and water. But impractical. We could stop them doing this because we'd be able to comment. So it's shut the heck up and we're going to do it. Does that sound familiar? Like censoring? Does that sound like a way to censor free speech and all that? We don't have any input. Imagine an agency supposedly could do something under the force and effect of law and we had no input. None. And they have no authority. They hold no office. They're not elected. They're outside the Constitution. Can you make, you just can't make this up, folks. Where are you going to hear the logic of this? You have no way to comment on an agency that's supposedly going to make force and effect of law, not laws of the United States, against us. And we have no way to put an input in. It's shut up. Does that sound like a constitutional republic to you? I'll think so. Why don't they tell us that? I don't know. I'm with Karen Linkston of Kingston, too. Where are all the senators and representatives? Do they not know of Karen Kingston, of McAuliffe, the top heart guy in the world? David Martin, that's got the 70-some. Some of these have been in front of Congress with the patents. They made this stuff up. It's not. They made this thing, the stuff. And it's not about what we got initially. It's to get us to take something to kill us, control us. We're getting stuff like cancer cells in it. Fetuses out of babies that are born alive, they take it out and that's in there. It's not all of them, it's just they can do it. So, see, they did the same thing with the Gulf War syndrome. It will go through different cells. So the VA, the veterans, get different symptoms. Well, this guy didn't get the same as that, so we can't. There's no commonality, right? This is the game they play. Anybody that wants to get a bioweapon is spinning the bottle. And you have no idea what you're going to get, but whatever it is, it's not going to be good. Now, if you're a politician, it's probably a saline solution. You know Bill Gates and all those guys aren't going to do. They know exactly what's going on because they're the ones wanting to kill us. But all of these agencies are working against us. DOJ. They didn't list the FBI, but they don't investigate nothing other than parents going to a school and complaining about this racist nonsense. And the parents aren't supposed to have any say-so of what their children are being taught. I don't know what to say anymore. It shocks the conscience. There is no doubt. Just like this thing here, putting Lucifer why would they pick something like that to name this and then they put it in their patents? I think we all got a good idea what Lucifer, light bearing. Oh, yeah, good old light bearing Lucifer's come to save the world. Gotcha. Modifying people's DNA. Not only with stuff that is both the most terrible types of cancer on steroids, which they admit to it. And then splicing in their DNA from animals or plants or God. What in the hell are they what's the goal here? Why would we want to be splicing into our DNA that our creator made with something that we don't know? This sounds like Dr. Moray, Island of Dr. Moray. I watched a movie on that where he was mixing animals and people and coming up with animal heads and all kinds of stuff. Ken in New York, question or comment?
It's Ken. No different. Yes, I'm here. This sounds no different than when you were talking about Alaska's bar setting up its own court system. In a larger sense, that's what the U.S. government has done. It's set up. I can't see how they could make that legal, but it's been going on for what, 150 years?
They started this before the Civil War, and what's amazing, I'm supposedly in the Republican Party over here, that the conservatives over here at Big Lake, and they got another meeting tomorrow. The last time I was there, they wouldn't let me talk about the COVID. Because it's the good old Republican Party. We got to donate money and all that nonsense. Hey, you guys are off on the race. We've got an election coming up November the 2nd. They sent a thing out who they wanted to do. I said, hey, have you cleared out with China and Dominion? They're the ones that's picking who's winning. We don't.
It's crazy. Thank you, Ralph.
Well, why can't people put 1 + 1 and make 2? Mike Lindell has the absolute DNA proving that 90-some% of the hacking came from China. Now, who do you think China is going to put in charge of these state and local and different places? Who do you think? They're going to put people that are communists, they have no God. And these guys are all working together. I got around and there was another guy who was really brilliant. Can't think of his name right now. Tying in the Catholic Church, Lutheran Church, Baptist, the Buddhas, all into the Masonic, the Mason stuff. I mean, it's just, I'm telling you, we're in trouble in this country. And if we don't wake up, and we may not be able to save it. It's sure got a lot of the things of the beginning of the end times. We have a thing at George Washington Monument. What do you think that looks like? And then we have in the streets in D.C. And then we have ISIS. Statue of Liberty made after ISIS. I mean, it's just, I don't know what to say, Ken. I guess Ken's gone. James in Vancouver, you there?
You know, if you want to understand the medical profession a bit, when I was a child, I was in my doctor's office, and I said, what is that symbol you're wearing? And it was a snake around a staff, going down a staff, and he looked at me and smiled, and he said, that is the symbol of my profession, blah, blah, blah. And we didn't talk about it any further, but you can get the idea that being an MD is a lot about indoctrination, okay? And you're indoctrinated, and you have to keep the faith. And yes, vaccines, they've been giving us, or going back to our friends Jonas Salk, have had cellular parasites in them which have led to cancer. All right, so they've been doing this for years.
Oh, they've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Decades.
It's just now they're more blatant, as you just said. Now they're really going at it, and they don't care. They're going full bore. And if we grow two heads, that'll be great with them. They'll think that's marvelous. But my father's generation never had vaccines, okay? And he was stronger than me. They ate whole milk off the farm, all that kind of thing. My father was stronger than me, bigger than me, and I got the vaccines, and I didn't do as well. And I think there's a relationship going back 55 years. I'll let you go. Thanks for
taking my
call.
I think you're right.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I want to make this very clear, because I don't think, because most people don't understand this, because they haven't been doing this and spending all their time like I do. The only way a federal agency can reach you and me is putting it in the Federal Register, General Applicability and Legal Effect. But here's the killer. The only way it can have what's called the force and effect of law is formal, which they actually say we're going to do 553B in a proposed final rule, which they never do, because they can't. The only other way, this con, is where they use the word impractical. An impractical says you could prevent me from making public rulemaking. In other words, just put it in really simple terms. In the informal, to have the force and effect of law, you can have no input. None. Shut up, and we are going to make a, quote, substantive rule or legal rule. You have no input. They're printing it. We are going to be controlled and have no input. That's plain, simple English. They print it. That's their definition, not mine. Does that sound very like a republic or a democracy or where we're limited delegation of power? They say, shut up. We're not going to allow you to comment. Now, they have some of these where they'll say, well, you can do a notice and comment, but they don't say 553B. So it's just it's a con. You can go ahead and comment, but we're going to do whatever we want because it has no bearing. Has to say 553B in the Federal Register. And if it says that, and they use the word, one of these three, impractical, unnecessary, they're not going to use unnecessary. Public interest is where it combines it. The same thing it says, which shall not prevent an agency from operating. How dare we stop an agency from moving forward? We have no input. None. Think about that. This is under these IRS, this is under all these other, but they're using, just like on the COVID-19, the two Federal Registers are for strictly internal stuff only. And they're found in 83 Federal Register 2885. Federal 83 FR 2885. The other one is 83 FR 28497. 83 FR 28497. They print it. They got no authority to do nothing. And if it's in the Federal Register, it's like DNA. You're done. Like a detective. He finds DNA on a murder weapon, puts you at the scene with the DNA on the murder weapon. It's an over, folks. And nobody's using it. I just got to scratch my head. I don't understand it. The only way to fight federal agencies is the Federal Register. And it's judicially noticed. It's DNA. And the only thing that they ever put in there is 301 regs or nonsense. That's it. Strictly internal use only on the conduct of its employees and its business. And that is under 45 CFR 46.101. 45 CFR 46.101. Who does a policy apply to? And there's only two Federal Register, and it says their only authority, is 5 U.S.C. 301, and they list all of the federal agencies. God willing, we will see you next Sunday, and watch out for the federales and Lucifer. He's alive and well.
Goodbye.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748.